Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to once again connect with you all. So what we would like to discuss with you right now is 2012 and the idea of catastrophes. It is what is coming up collectively and individually for you right now. Many of you are processing past lives in which you were present to experience such great catastrophes such as floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, and the like. And you are also connecting with the collective consciousness in which these memories of these kinds of activities have been stored. And it's coming up right now for you so that you can clear your fear surrounding these memories. Many of you ask us what will happen with the pole shift, and what we tell you is that you are not going to experience a shift in poles the way that you have in other lifetimes, because you are no longer residing in the third dimension. You are actually in the fourth dimension right now. And the fourth dimension is a very malleable one in which you can project the rules of the game of 3D upon your perception of reality, or you can choose to project the rules of 5D. So in other words, when you project 3D, you still carry the illusion of linear time and that you're separate from the collective. When you connect in a 5D way, and when you project yourself into a reality that is 5D based, you know that you are part of the collective. You have the ability to perceive from multi-dimensional levels as opposed to a singular level infused in time. And with 4D, you can move back and forth. This is where you're at right now, and this is why some of you sometimes feel like you're experiencing a different version of reality one moment, and then you shift to another version. Really what you're doing is playing around with the rules of the game in 4D. But because you're experiencing reality in 4D, you are not going to experience a pole shift in the same way that you would have in 3D. It's just not going to happen. So we want you to let go of some of those fears. Now, yes, there are going to be some other planetary changes, but how intense they are depends completely on how much fear you all are holding. So simply put, the more able you are to let go of your fear, the less you are going to create these dramatic experiences, because the reason the dramatic experiences are created is so that you can see that you have the fear programs running. So if you deal with them now, it's going to be much, much easier. Now, there's not a one of us on the other side who can say definitively how things are going to play out, because simply we just don't know. You are constantly changing timelines. So if we are to give you a prediction, it is based on the moment that we are reviewing your records, and you are making such huge leaps and bounds in your growth process that you are changing the agreed upon set of circumstances which you define as your past in the different now moments, thus changing your timeline. So a lot of the predictions that you've had have not come to pass because you all have awakened. You've taken these big leaps in consciousness that you had perhaps a 2% chance of taking, but you took it. And so that changes the reality. Now, we don't often give you predictions, and we try not to do so because it tends to generate a great amount of fear. But you all have a lot coming up anyway. So let us say this. August is a big month. There are lots of windows of potential. So we highly, highly, highly recommend that you look at where you're carrying fear in regards to death, all right, in regards to experiencing emotional trauma, and you start processing it, because those fears are still looking at the situation from a victim-perpetrator level. When you increase your vibration, move from the head to the heart, and start looking things from a co-creative level, it's really not a big deal. Ah, yes, we created, these earthquakes, we created these volcanic eruptions, and you see why you created them, and you don't have an issue with it. All right, you also look at death, and you say, ah, well, it was just a way out of the game. It was an exit off the game board, back to another version of reality where you had a greater sense of awareness. Because you never really die. You just shift your focus. You move out of the illusion of separation back to wholeness. And it's not an accident when you all die. Never ever is death an accident. It is a choice. And if you choose to go, that means that you've done absolutely everything you came to the planet to do. So know that. And we tell you, it's much easier on the other side. So there really is nothing to fear from that level of awareness. So as you go over the month of August, we would say, be conscious of your fears, address them, integrate them, and start imagining the kind of world that you would like to live in. A healthy planet, a healthy body. What would you like your community to look like? And what would you like the global experience to be like? And start thinking outside of the box. What would it be like to not have money? Think of new ways, new systems of operating. This is what you're going to be challenged to do. And if you start thinking about it now, without having to create drama, all right, then you're not going to create the drama. So let us say that another way. The reason you create the drama is to get your focus on something. So if you're already focused on it, you don't need the drama. See our point. And it doesn't take a lot of you to start shifting that focus and that internal awareness so that you don't have to create these major events, because there are enough of you focused on it already. Many of you ask us, should I move? Should I prepare? And what we would say is, again, look and see if that question is coming from a place of fear. If the answer is yes, then you've got to look at the fear. And then ask the question again. Because what you're going to find is that about 98% of the time, when you ask yourself that question again, from a place of stillness, from a place of peace, you'll get a very different answer. You're going to be in exactly the right time, at the right place, to have exactly the right experience, no matter what occurs. So if you're not meant to experience a natural disaster, then you're going to be away on vacation, or it's not going to happen in the location that you are. Or if you are meant to be there, and it very well may be that you are meant to be there because you can hold your frequency for those who are not able to, so that you can be a beacon of light in the darkness. And know that you chose that role for yourself because you knew that you could do it. It's not your burden to force everyone around you to feel a particular way. But what you are doing is holding a frequency for yourself and others benefit. It's not that they are required to change. That's not required at all. But you are offering them another perspective, another way of being. And that's important for you to know. Now, as far as being prepared goes, what we would say in that regard is, if you can't stop thinking about it, then yes, go ahead and get yourself prepared in some way. Because what that will do is shut the mind off, shut the fear, shut the focus off. Because the more you focus on something, the more you're going to create it. So if it will put you at ease to get a little supply of food and water aside, put it there just in case, and then go on about things just as you normally would, or what we would suggest even a better way is to go about things in the way that you would like to see them become. And your focus is no longer on that negative, so that doesn't become your reality, or the chances of that becoming a reality become diminished. So again, put the mind at ease so that you can shift the focus. So we hope that helps you all in some way, dears. And don't worry about the future. You're going to be fine. Yes, there is going to be change. Of that, we are certain. How dramatic it needs to be, that's entirely still up to you as a collective. You have transformed and evaded, in some respects, some rather traumatic situations already that you are, from your linear perspective, simply not aware, because you all chose compassion and love over fear. And that is all you need continue to do. Stay grounded in your bodies. Stay present in the moment. If you are worried about the future or you're thinking about the past, you are draining energy. It is going off to another timeline in which your focus is not on. So it's basically being siphoned off to nowhere, as far as you're concerned. So just simply stay present. And if you're grounded and present, you're going to know exactly how you feel so that you can make course corrections, so that you can deal with your own fears, so that you can integrate them, so that you can hold higher frequencies in the vehicle, so that you can get divine inspiration, so that you can communicate with your higher self, so that you can integrate your higher self. And you are divinely supported. Trust in the natural flow and the natural order. Never are you out of natural flow and divine order. Only a perception keeps you from seeing the natural flow and order of things. So, dear ones, we hope that helps put you at peace. And if you're having difficulty, get out of the head, get into the heart. Because all of those fears lie in the head. When you get yourself heart-centered, there are no distortions. You gain clarity. You see why you've come to the planet at this time. You see your desires. You feel your connections. And you know Source and your own divinity. We'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes, dears.